بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فقال إني لا أشفي أحدا إنما يشفي الله تعالى. When this young boy, as we were reading, the king had sent him to learn magic and jadu from a certain person, and he instead went to this pious person, a monk of the Christian religion, who was on the right beliefs and right path, and he learned about Tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and he reached a point where he even surpassed his ustad, and he, Allah had blessed him, that dua he should make, Allah Ta'ala should give shifa accordingly to the people. His ustad, that monk, told him that now you will be tested by Allah Ta'ala, and this is when Allah blesses a person, Allah tests also a person, and we should always ask that Allah Ta'ala does not test us, we are not fit for it, but that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, this boy, finally when he saw that the monk was on the right deen, well, with a certain incident about the lion that had happened, and after that now he had this great position, and people used to come to him and they should get shifa. So a person who was sitting with the king, a minister of the king who was blind, he also came to him and he asked him also that he should cure him, and he brought a lot of presents for him as well. However, he said that I don't give cure. That cure is not in my hand, it is in the hands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So then he, if you bring iman, I will make dua for you and Allah will cure you. He brought iman, the boy made dua for him, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then cured him. And when he went back to the king and he sat in the company of the king said that I see that you have been cured. How did you get cured? Then he said that I went to this boy and he cured me, he made dua, I brought iman. So the king then called for the boy and tortured him also, and told him that you must turn back from your religion and follow my religion. But the boy also refused, and before that this person who was brought there, the priest that was brought to him, and he was now presented, the king arrested him and told that monk firstly that you must now change your religion. He refused to change it, and then he asked for a saw, and he put the saw in the middle of his head and had him cut in his through his body down, through his whole body, and the two pieces of the body fell apart. فَشَقَّهُ حَتَّى وَقَعَ شِقَّاهُ. He cut him until he was made of two pieces. And this is what is relevant to this chapter of sabr and patience. We cannot imagine what sabr they had, that they did not change, turn from their religion, and they tolerated this, that he was cut into two, sawed and cut into two pieces. And this also we see that we have to make a great effort on our iman. That is when a person can do this. Otherwise we are hearing very sad stories of people, young boys, girls, who for small, just for marriage or for anything else, we are just giving up our deen. Yeah, in spite of so much of torture and pressure, yet they did not give up their deen. ثُمَّ جِيَا بِجَلِيسِ الْمَلِكِ فَقِيلَ لَهُ. And then that person who was blind and the boy made dua for him, he got cured, he was brought now to the king. فَقِيلَ لَهُ. It was said to him, اِرْجِعْ عَنْ دِينِكَ. You turn away from this new deen of yours and follow your own deen, your old deen, where they worship the king as their Allah and they believed he did everything. For Abba, he refused also that I will not turn away. And this is when the sweetness of iman comes into a person, then he won't sacrifice it for anything whatsoever. May Allah bless us with the sweetness of Iman, and we realize the value of this Iman which Allah Ta'ala has given us free of charge. فَوُضِعَ الْمِنْشَارُ فِي مَفْرَقِ رَأْسِهِ. The saw was now put in the middle of his head also. فَشَقَّهُ بِهِ حَتَّى وَقَعَ شِقَّاهُ. And then he was also cut, and until his two sides of the body fell apart. He also made sabr and went through all that difficulty. ثُمَّ جِيَ بِغُلَامٍ فَقِيلَ لَهُ. Now that boy himself was brought, he was arrested, and he was told now, إِرْجِ عَنْدِينِ. To turn away from this new religion of yours, what the king believed was a new religion, whereas that was the old and the only religion to believe in Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. So he told him, you turn away from your religion. فَأَبَى. He also refused. فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَى نَفْرٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِهِ. Then the king handed him over to a few of his courtiers, to his army people, etc. فقال, and he said to them, for him we will give this punishment, اذهبوا به إلى جبلين إلى جبل كذا وكذا. Go to the certain mountain, فسعدوا به الجبل, and then climb to the top of the mountain. فَإِذَا بَلَغْتُمْ ذِرْوَتَهُ. And then when you come to the very top of the mountain, the very height of it, فَإِنْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِهِ وَإِلَّا فَطْرَحُوهُ. If he turns away from his religion, well and good. If he now turns away from his true religion and he starts worshipping the king again and believes in him as his God, then well and good. Otherwise, throw him down from the top of the mountain and let him fall down. فَذَهَبُوا بِهِ. They went with him, they took him. فَسَعِدُوا بِهِ الْجَبَلِ. They climbed the mountain. فَقَالَ. The boy made dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى, اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت. Oh Allah, you be sufficient for me from what they intend doing to me. You protect me, you look after me, I turn to you. What Iman he must be having, that at that time also he's only turning to Allah and asking the help of Allah. فَرَجَفَ بِهِمُ الْجَبَلْ فَسَقَتُ. Allah ordered the mountain to shake. It shook and all of them fell down. But he got saved completely, and all those people who had all the power of this dunya, they all fell down. وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. And he came walking safely back to the king again. Nothing wrong with him whatsoever. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ. The king said to him, مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكَ. What happened to your people? The people who took you and they were supposed to throw you down, where are they? What happened to them? You were supposed to have been killed. What happened? فَقَالَ كَفَانِيهِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah Ta'ala sufficed me of them. And Allah protected me, and they could do nothing to me whatsoever. And we can also learn from here, when this misguidance is written on a person, the king saw openly what was happening, but yet he did not also bring Iman. And he carried on in his torturous way, and carried on believing he is Allah. Until finally, we will see what miracles took place on account of this Iman, and on account of this sabr. May Allah bless us also with such Iman, to make effort for such Iman. Allah keep us with that Iman, and take us with that Iman, and may Allah not test us. And if he tests us, we beg of him, he grants us that sabr, that sweetness of Iman, and that trust on Allah Ta'ala, and let us pass all the tests easily.